The year's most heated race occurred in North Adams. Two-term Democratic Mayor Richard Alkenbright was challenged by Republican Robert Moulton Jr., a former city councilor. In the city of about 13,000, roughly 3,600 people headed to the polls. In the end, Alkenbright was re-elected to a third term, garnering 59% of the vote. During his victory speech on election night, Alkenbright said unity was the most important political issue in the city. But he then referenced John Barrett, who served as mayor for 26 years before being defeated by Alkenbright in 2009.
If I thought in 2009, even for one second, when I decided to run, that it would be this politically ugly in this city, I would never have run for mayor. It is very evident that in 2009, 2011, and now in 2013, despite different faces, I have run each time against John Barrett, and I have now beat him three times.
During the campaign period, Moulton, who received 41% of the vote, challenged Alkenbright on crime and an economic plan for the city, which he still questioned after the election results came in.
26 years as mayor, the experience he has is tremendous, and I have no regrets for using him as an advisor, but Dick Alkenbright beat Bob Moulton this time.
Alkenbright later explained his comments regarding Barrett.
Let's give him the credit that where credit is due. He's a 26-year mayor, longest-serving mayor in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. But again, there's just a tension between John Barrett and I ever since I won that first election. That tension has carried through. He ran for council, he's been on for 2 years. That tension carried through. The last 2 years were, quite honestly, the most miserable of my life.
Alkenbright may enjoy some more of that political unity he talked about, as Barrett did not seek re-election to the city council in 2013. Here's Barrett.
He has to understand the politics. You have a difference of opinion. You want to do things differently, you have different philosophies, and you fight for your opinion, but you don't take it personal.
Alkenbright plans to release the city's highly touted, all-encompassing Vision 2030 economic plan in the first quarter of 2014. He says he is considering running again in 2015 if he continues to see progress in North Adams.
The low-hanging fruit right now is the Heritage State Park project because we've been working on it for so long. But there are other things in the plan that making the city more, for instance, more bikeable, more livable, more walkable, healthy options that we're looking at. We're even talking about agriculture and some of those things. But again, it's wide-ranging. It looks at every sector.
Meanwhile, in Pittsfield, a city of roughly 44,000, Mayor Dan Bianchi ran unopposed after defeating Pete Marchetti by around 100 votes in 2011. 2 years earlier, Bianchi lost by more than 200 votes to incumbent Jim Roberto, who was the city's second longest-serving mayor, having been elected in 2003.
Gee, what's wrong with this job? You know, is nobody wants this job? But actually, somebody put it the best explanation I had, and yeah, I guess it's been a long, long time since a mayor has run unopposed, but I had a businessman in. And he congratulated me, and I says, "Well, I don't know if I deserve congratulations or not." And he said, "You know what? I think people are just comfortable with you. They're comfortable knowing that you'll always try to do the right thing. They're comfortable knowing that you'll treat people fairly. And what more would you want?" So that's the explanation I've accepted.
Bianchi did see voters approve a new city charter that extends the mayoral term from 2 to 4 years.
I'm committed to making sure that we achieve those things, economic development, public safety, educational initiatives. I'm committed to making sure that those happen. And I'm looking beyond the next 2 years, probably either 2 or 4 more years as mayor, to make sure that that happens.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.